Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. Your team came out and took a charge early on. Defense, offensively looked good, and just never looked back here tonight.
No, and that's what we wanted, a quick start, make sure, they couldn't pull the air out of the ball and, kind of make them play, catch up right away. So, our kids, come out and play pretty hard early and play well and shot the ball well.
It looked like early on Hugoton was trying to limit the inside looks for Drew Kite and Joey Meyer, but the threes for Trey O'Neill and Brett O'Neill were huge to start off that ball game and kind of loosen up their defense.
Well, they were shooting in the other gym and, knocking the shots down. We spent a lot of extra time yesterday on the gun, as far as, getting some threes out all our guys. And, so I figured, one of these games we're going to snap out of it and start shooting like they're capable. And, shoot, it was a mugging on the inside anyway as far as, who got the ball inside. It doesn't matter if it's the post or the guards or whatever. Whoever got inside, you're getting fouled.
That's correct. Brett O'Neill, he was 4 for 4 from the field, all 9 points in that first half. It was really good to see him do a good job of attacking tonight and driving in and getting some tough shots to go.
He had the one little scoop, and I'm more happy to see the three-pointer go down and kind of get his confidence going there, because he's been struggling there a little bit from the outside. And Trey, same thing. Trey went to the doctor this morning and said his kneecap was out of place again a little bit, so he kind of got that kind of resituated. And he shot the ball well, and so did Brett. And Anthony come down and knocked down one or two threes also. So, the kids, we got some guys that can shoot the ball, just kind of a matter of time before we get on a roll.
You also got to see a lot of extended playing time for some of your seniors that haven't played as much. Colton Yeager, his second game of the year, he knocked down a couple threes in that first half. And then Colin Ratzlaff played quite a few minutes tonight. He had a career high in varsity competition with 8 points.
Now, Colin played well. I mean, he posted up pretty strong, knocked down a couple shots, and, he played pretty well. So, happy to see that, because, he gets kind of beat on a little bit in practice by Drew, and it's not fun guarding Drew. He pivots so much, and that shoulder's always in your chest. So, it's good to see Colin rewarded right there.
It is, and you guys get victory number 12. You're 5-0 halfway through the league's portion of your schedule, and you begin the second half of that league schedule on Friday night as you go to Ulysses, and Ulysses playing up at Colby tonight, looking for a little revenge from their last game against Colby. But go down to a little bit of a hostile environment. It's a rivalry game always with the Ulysses Tigers.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it used to be as far as the rivalry goes, but, Ulysses has had a pretty good year. I think, after they lost all those seniors last year, a lot of people are going to write them off and just say, this is one of those seasons where, they're going to half dozen games and, it's get ready for the next year, and that hasn't been the case. Coach Novak's done a good job, and, his guys have gone out there and competed every game and, shot the ball well, and I think they're sitting about .500 last time I checked.
And once again, that's Friday night at Ulysses, again the month of February on the road there against the Tigers. And a nice win for your team tonight, 66-28. Got to play the entire bench that you set it up. And, Coach, thanks for joining us here, and have a safe trip home.
All right, thanks. You too.